Kofhei Adar Rishon, Tuesday the 1st of March, Rabbi Gershon Miller, Pasha Shkolim.
Coming from the yeshiva world, 8:30 seems early to me to start the day anyway. But it's a kovod to be able to be mishtatef in this special program. The Gemara says in Maseches Megillah, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, Omar Reish Lakish, Galui V'Yadua Lifnei Mi She'Omar V'Hoya Ha'Olam She'Osid Homon Lishkel Shkolim Al Yisrael. It was known, it was Galui to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Homon is going to be Shekel Shkolim. Homon will weigh out Shkolim in order to buy the right to annihilate Klal Yisrael. Lefichoch hikdim shikleen lishkolov. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was makdim his shkolim, their shkolim, the shkolim of Klal Yisrael, to the shkolim of Homon. V'haynu ditnan be'echod ba'ador mashmi'in ala shkolim. Be'echod ba'ador, the halacha is, they would announce that every Yid has to bring a machtzis hashekel to the Beis Hamikdosh, towards the korbonis tzibur of that year. And the Gemara says that be'echod ba'ador mashmi'in al hashkolim, the bringing of shkolim was nikva, was fixed for Rosh Chodesh Adar, in order to proceed and in order to counteract the shkolim of Homer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that Homer's going to come with shkolim, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu made sure that we have shkolim that can overpower his shkolim. Hikdim shikleen lishkolov. Tosfos actually, a couple of daf later on Tezayin Amud Aleph, Tosfos says, Shomati, he says, I've heard that the Aseres Alofim Kikazov work out as being half a shekel l'chol echad miYisrael. He says, if you make a cheshbon of machatzis hashekel times 600,000, it comes to Aseres Alofim Kikar Kesef. There's a lot spoken about the cheshbon, different ways of working out how this cheshbon tallies. But b'chol eifen, there seems to be a kesher between the shkolim that Klal Yisrael bring and the shkolim that Homon paid in order to buy that right to kill off Klal Yisrael. And the kesher needs to be understood. The two have little to do with each other. What have Homon's shkolim got to do with our shkolim? Our shkolim to do with Homon's shkolim? And chronologically, Homon didn't come after Echod Ba'ador. The Nes happened on Purim, but the being Sheikul Shkolim happened much earlier on. The Medrash Tanchuma on the Parasha of Shkolim brings the words Ze Yitnu Kol Oiver Ala Pkudim. The Pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, Zeh Yitzu, this is what they should bring. So the Medrash says, it's a similar Medrash to the one we find in at least two other places, on the Pasuk, HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem, and on the Pasuk, V'zeh Ma'aseh HaMenor. And the Medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu was niskasha. Moshe Rabbeinu had a problem with Machtzis HaShekel, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to show it to him. Omar Rabbi Meir, Kamin Matbea Shel Eish, Hoitzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitachas Kisei HaKovid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out Matbea Shel Eish, and Vehero LeMoshe, Ve'omar Loi, Ze Yitnu, Koze Yitnu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Moshe, this is the Machtzis HaShekel. And again, the Medrash is difficult to understand. The Meforshim, the Anaf Yosef, amongst other Meforshim, also Bishleima, Pashas HaChodesh, Kiddush HaChodesh, is of the most complicated halachas. Then we can appreciate Moshe Rabbeinu was Niskasha, Kodesh Baruch Hu, to show him Kozera Eva Kadesh, Kodesh Baruch Hu, to show him the Levona Bechidusha, the Menorah. Perhaps is easier to understand, the Menorah is of the most complex of the Klei HaMishkan, but the Machtes HaShekel, no. Everyone knows what a dollar bill is. You don't need Zeh Yitnu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to show Matbea Shel Eish. So to explain this Medrash in the Yotzos that we say on Parsha Shkolim, in the Yotzos from Rabbi Elozar Kalir, starts Oimen B'Shomoy. So the words of the Yotzos explain the Medrash. And the Yotzos says, B'Shomoy Oimer, V'nosnu Ish Koifer, Pots B'Meh Yisratze Eshkel HaKoifer. B'Shomoy, referring to Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu heard the tzivui of the Nosnu Ish Koifer, so Potz, he exclaimed, he said, Bameh Yisratze Eshkoil HaKoifer. How can Eshkoil, is a name for Klal Yisrael, how can Klal Yisrael be Nisratze? How can they be appeased? How can this Kapora work for him, for them? Yitzir Mayitein Pidyoi Nafshoi Veyimtso Chanino Peneisom Nafshoi. How can the Yitzir, how can a creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu find Kapora? How can he find Pidyoi Nafshoi? Kodosh, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Kechofitz Lahatzdik Amzeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be Matzdik Klal Yisrael, is Kemin Matbea Eish Hero B'Machazeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed the Matbea Shel Eish in order to be Matzdik, in order to explain how Machzis HaShekel works. So here the words of the Yotzer, Rabbi Elozar Kalir, clearly explains that which is L'chayra Poshet, that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't Niskasha. He didn't have a problem understanding what Machzis HaShekel is, but he had a problem understanding how it works. How can Klal Yisrael be Nisratze? Yitzir ma'itim pidyei nafshei v'yimtso chanino peneisom nafshei. Chazal tell us, Yerushalmi, other places in Chazal, that Machzis HaShekel was a kapora for the cheto ego. And Moshe Rabbeinu, who knew Klal Yisrael, Hashem Mishmul says that dafka because Moshe Rabbeinu understood the erech, the worth of Klal Yisrael, because he knew how precious a yid is, so he understood what happens when a yid goes wrong. The more precious a thing is, so the more every little pagam is a problem. So a scratch on a table isn't as damaging as a scratch on a diamond. And because Moshe Rabbeinu knew who Klal Yisrael were, so Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand. He said, how can it be Klal Yisrael dance around an eagle? And then they come, they bring the Machzis HaShekel, and the potter is the Koifer Nefesh. Is Yitzir Ma'yitim Pidyei Nafshi V'yimtso Chanino Peneisom Nafshi. It's Kodosh Kechofitz Lahatzdik Amzeh. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him the Matbea Shel Eish to explain that, no, there's something here that can be a Kapor. So what was the Teretz? What's the answer? How can giving a Machzis HaShekel be a kapora for an Aveira like the Cheto Ego? So many Sorim, Uvesoichom L'Shem Mishmul, many express a similar idea. And what they say is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was showing Moshe Rabbeinu that it's not what they give, but it's the way they give it. It's the lev, it's the avo with which they give the Machzis HaShekel. And that's how they explain the Medrash. Kamin matbeah shel eish hoitzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitachas kisei HaKovod. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out a matbeah shel eish. He took out a matbeah that's on fire. And that symbolizes the love, the avo of Klal Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, you're right, Avada, to give a Machzis HaShekel is a feeble kapora for the cheto egel. But if it's a matbea shel eish, kodesh kechofit lahatzik on ze, is kemin matbea shel eish hero b'machze. If it's with eish, if it's with avo, then the avo is able to be mechaper. Then v'hoyu livnei Yisroel zikori lifnei Hashem lechaper al nafshi seich. So the hainu, it's not what you give, but it's how you give it. And the Shem Shmuel writes Barichas about the koyach of hislavus. When a person serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu with lei, with hislavus, then it has a completely different erech. He writes, "Ve'ein shum erech v'dimyon l'toyre v'la'avida anasa b'hislavus l'anasa bilti hislavus." There's no comparison between toyre and avida that's done with avo. That's a double poshut. When a child does something for his parent, but he does it without wanting, without interest, without passion, so it has far less worth than when he does the same thing, mitoich av. So that's the biur. That's, I think, the commonly explained pshat in the matbea shel eish. But I'd like to share a beautiful insight of the Sfasenes. The Sfasenes takes this further because, in truth, we're still stuck in understanding what Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand. Surely Moshe Rabbeinu also knew. He also knew that it's not the giving of the Machtzis HaShekel. Moshe Rabbeinu, in his Kashya, must also have understood that it's the Nedivus slave. The Pasuk says that it's the Nedivus slave. The chayra, that much is poshut, that the kapora is coming as a result of the love of the dveikus that Klal Yisrael have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we still need to understand, what did Moshe Rabbeinu understand? So the Sfasenes says, beautiful biur. Many ask on the loshen of the Yetzer. The Yetzer is so difficult to understand, but when one starts to understand them, be'emes all the biurim of each of the Dalet Parshias are here within the words of the Yetzer. So, many ask on the Nusach of the Musaf Yetzer at the end of every bracha. So we say, Oyv Ponecho Aleinu Odu Nusor V'Shekel Eso B'Vayis Nochin V'Niso. Mispalel that we should be zeicher to the Beis Hamikdash, and the shekel eser will give a shekel. So the emphasis we give a machtzis a shekel, not a shekel. So why does the Yotzer say the shekel eser bevayis nochim v'nisim? So the Sfasenes explains that the be'emes is a shekel, and there are two halves of the shekel. There's a machtzis a shekel that Klal Yisrael give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's another machtzis a shekel that is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us. And just as the Machtzis HaShekel that we give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that represents the Avo of Klal Yisrael. That's all it is. It's the Matbea Shel Eish. It's the Nedivus Slave. So the relationship is two ways. There's the Nedivus Slave. There's the Avo of Klal Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there's the Machtzis HaShekel from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us. There's the Avo from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael. And when we give our Machtzis HaShekel, it comes together with the Machtzis HaShekel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us. And Oyr Ponecho Aleinu Odri Neso V'Shekel Eso B'Vayis Nochri V'Nis. He's on the Sfasemes. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu understood that what's wanted of Klal Yisrael is the Avo, is the Nedivus Slave. Moshe Rabbeinu understood that the Kapora would be when Klal Yisrael are able to give to the Beis HaMikdosh, to give to HaKronos Korbonis, Mitoich Avo, with the passion of Dveikus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand how are Klal Yisrael going to generate that Avo after the Chet HaEgel. Klal Yisrael have fallen so low, how can they anymore come back to that level of Avo that every Yid needs to have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So Avraham, he knew this system. He knew that what's wanted here is avo, is dveikus. But the Sfasemis writes, v'kivim shehoyo achar achet, because they were now after chet, is niskashe Moshe Rabbeinu olav asholem eich yuchlu le'er hanedivus. How can Klal Yisrael any more be ma'er? How can they inspire within themselves nedivus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So the Sfasemis says, to answer that question, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took a matbea shel eish b'techas kisei HaKovod. The matbea shel eish, he says, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's machtes HaShekel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took his half. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, look, my avot to Klal Yisrael is intact. My avot to Klal Yisrael is exactly as it was, despite the fact, afal pi shechoto Yisrael him. And therefore, if my avo is still there, if my machtes HaShekel is still a matbea shel eish, then the relationship still exists, and then every yid has a koyach once again to connect, once again to generate their machtes HaShekel. And that's a yesoid that we can't live without in the kesher between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That the avo, ma'im rabim lo yuchlu l'chavuis eso avo. The avo of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael is never put out. There's a beautiful Meshech Chochma. The Meshech Chochma speaks about mitzvahs tefillin. So he brings that the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wears tefillin. And I suppose it's beyond our understanding, but the way it's explained is that every concept that exists, every inyan that exists in the tefillin that we wear between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, exists between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and us. The Meshech Chochma gives a beautiful biur. He says that Pasuk says about the kesher between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, says V'hoyu einai v'libi shom kol hayomim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to us with his ayin and with his lev. Ayin, he says, the eye of HaKadosh Baruch Hu refers to his hashkocha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mashkiach over Klal Yisrael. Ein Hashem el yireov. Liboy, the libi shom kol hayomim, leiv is avo. Leiv is the avo of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael. V'hoyu einai v'libi shom kol hayomim. So the Meshech Chochma says that the two tefillin are keneged ha'ayin and ha'leiv. Tefillin shel roish is v'hoyu l'teitof is bein einecho, and tefillin shel yad or al yodecho keneged ha'leiv. The Tefillin Shel Rosh, he says, have four batim. The parashiyos are divided into four batim. So the Meshech Chochma says that the four batim are keneged, the four types of Klal Yisrael. Medrash says there are four levels in Klal Yisrael. There are those who have tam v'reach, who have Torah and Masim Tovim. There are those who have tam but no reach, reach or no tam, and Nishkin Tam or Nishkin Reach. There are four levels of Klal Yisrael. He says the tefillin, the symbol, the remez in the division of the tefillin shel Rish, mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us, is that the ayin, the hashkocha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael, is certainly affected by the way a yid is. When we understand that the Av of HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't change, it doesn't mean to say that the Hanhog of HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't change. Certainly there is Schar V'Einish, and depending on which category a Yid comes under, so the Hashkocha will be different. The Ayin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is divided. Tefillin Shel Yad, he says, is one bias. The Alev Ovecho, the keneged ha'leiv, that doesn't change. It's a beautiful biur, because often there's confusion in this noisa. Often the mistake is made that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us all, so whatever, you know, doesn't matter so much.
The Mashiach Chochma divides. There's Ayin and there's Lev. In Hashkocha, of course, it's going to make a difference. But the fact that Kodesh Baruch Hu's Hanhoga is different never changes the essential Ava. HaKodesh Baruch Hu Tfilin Komancha. And Bein Einecho Kiviyochel, there are divisions. But the Tfilin Shelyad, the Al-Keneged HaLev, the Tfilin Shelyad are always the same. And he explains beautifully a Gemara in Chagiga. The Gemara says at the beginning of Chagiga that Rabbi Shua ben Chananya was renowned for his ability to refute apikosim, and he found himself in the palace of the Kesar together with an apikoris. And the Gemara says that the apikoris turned his back to Rabbi Shua ben Chananya. And it was a remez. It was like being a ramez. He was saying that Amod Ahadrino Mori La'apei Mimei. You're a nation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has turned his back on. The Gemara here is discussing the Vonoichi Haster Aster Ponai Bayeimahu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has turned his back on you. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya Achvile Yodui Natuya Oleinu. He made a simon with his hand as if to say, despite the fact that we're living in a time of Hester Ponim, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still there, his hand is still outstretched. So the Mashiach Chochma says what the Apikoris was saying was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned his back. There's no Tefillin Shel Reish anymore. The Ayin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Hashkoch of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael can no longer be seen. We're living in a time of Hester. So Rabbi Shua ben Chananya showed him with his hand. He said, yes, over the Tefillin Shel Yad, Oid Yodai Natuya, the Tefillin Shel Yad, the Keneged HaLev, that never changes. The Gemara says in Megillah that when Haman came to buy the right to kill off Klal Yisrael, and it's poshut from Chazal again and again, that Haman was only able to do that because it was nigzah milamal, because Klal Yisrael were deserving of that. And the Gemara says, Omar Rava, leka de yoda lishna bisha ka Haman. There's no one who knew how to tell Loshon Hara like Haman. And he said to Achashverosh, let's get rid of Klal Yisrael. So Omar Le Mistafino Me'alikov, Achashverosh said, I'm frightened. Frightened to start up with him. We know from our history, start up with the Yidden, what goes wrong? The Leili Avad Bikud Avad Bekamoy shouldn't do to me as he's done with my predecessors. Omar Loi Yeshnoi Mina Mitzvahs, Yeshnoi Am Echod, the Chazal Darshan Yeshnu Yoshnu Mina Mitzvahs. They're sleeping. That means they're doing mitzvahs, but they're doing mitzvahs fashofen. They're doing mitzvahs without chius, without ava. And it was mikoyach the yeshnu min ha-mitzvahs that Haman was able to bring about that Achashverosh should agree lahashmid la'arig ul'abed es kol ha-yehudim. It wasn't that they weren't keeping Torah and mitzvahs. It was that the eish was missing. It was the yeshnu min ha-mitzvahs. And why was the Eish missing? Why was there no Avo from Klal Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So Chazal tell us that Klal Yisrael were in a matzav of Yiyush, because they'd reached the end of the 70-year period, and everyone was saying, look, you know, 70 years are over, and you were told that the Beis HaMikdash would be built, and garnish, nothing's happening. So they got to a stage where they felt the Vonechi Haster Aster Ponai. They felt it deeply, they felt acutely that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had left them. And when a Yid feels that there's no Avo from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to him, then it's very difficult for him to have the Avo to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So they carried on, they did what they had to do. But Mitoich Sheino, it was Yoshnu Min HaMitzvos. And what Klal Yisrael needed was to remind themselves of the Matvei HaShalesh, of the Machtes HaShekel Milamala, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Machtes HaShekel. When they were able to understand that despite the fact that all this time has gone by, and despite the fact that they're living in a time of such hester ponim, but nevertheless, mayim rabim lo yuchlu lechabo yisesa avo. So then they were able within themselves to be ma'ir of the machtes hashekel mitzidon, to be ma'ir of their matbea shaleish. It's interesting that Rashi on this posuk in Shir Hashirim, mayim rabim lo yuchlu lechabo yisesa avo nehoris lo yishtofu. So Rashi says, mayim rabim habavliim unahoris soreim umalcheim. Rashi says this posuk refers to bovel. And it refers to the soreim umalcheim of bovel. That they can't, whatever they do, they can't do anything to affect the avo of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael. And the fizeh we can understand, the Gemara says, Omar Rish Lakish, Golu v'yodu alefli misho oma v'hoya o'ilam, she'osid homon lishkel shkolim al Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that homon is going to have a koyach against Klal Yisrael. His koyach of lishkel shkolim was a result of that. Yeshnu mena mitzvahs. It was because Klal Yisrael were fashlofen. And why were they fashlofen? Because they'd forgotten the other machtes hashekel. Because they'd forgotten that Mayim Rabim lo yuchlu lechabis esoavo is lefichoch hiktim shikleyen lishkolov. The shekel of Klal Yisrael is the tikkun of that, because Klal Yisrael gives the shekel mikoyach an understanding that there's a matbea shel eish milemalo, and together the two matbeas have to come together. And that's something that Klal Yisrael have known throughout the ages. There are so many remarkable stories of Yidden who've remained loyal in the worst of circumstances. Just to share something small, I recently read one of the American soldiers, Jewish American soldiers, were part of the liberating forces at the end of the war. So they arrived in Berlin. It was after the war, and they found themselves faced with the dead and the dying. So he describes this chaplain. He was an American soldier. He described that he found an underground bunker where four Yidden had hidden themselves, and they'd been left there they were hiding. They weren't able to come out, and they were starved. They were emaciated. They couldn't move. They were lying on the floor like four shadows of life. And he came in, and when he came into the bunker, they thought, they were confused. They thought he was a German. So they said, whatever, just kill us, do whatever you want. They tried to explain to them that he's come from the USA Army. And they weren't getting it. So eventually he said, Ich bin Ayid. And he showed them his tzitzis. He took out his tzitzis and said, Ich bin Ayid. So he saw one of them was stirred, was mumbling something. So he bent down to hear this. So Yid Mamish, there was nothing left of him. So he bent down to hear what he was saying. So Yid said to him in Yiddish, said, Efsha hoti a talus and tefillin. He says, maybe you've got talus and tefillin. So Mishunah dikazach. Because Yidin have been through a few years of this type of thing, and all he wants is Efsha hoti a talus and tefillin. But I think that the nekuda, the pele of the story is that can only be if a Yid believes in the other machtes hashekel. It can only be if after it all he knows that the Av of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still there from him to us. If it's there from him to us, so then it's never going to stop from us to him. And I think today in the climate that we're all struggling with, certainly I can say in the world of chinuch, we find ourselves faced with yeshnu min ha-mitzvahs. Find that, even if we're doing what we're doing by rote, without the spark, without the lebedikai, without the fire, but what lies behind the yeshnu min ha-mitzvahs is that often our children don't appreciate anymore. They don't live with the avo that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to us. It's no good just to tell them to do mitzvahs with more chiyus until they're truly convinced that we have Avinu Shebashamayim and his matbea is a matbea shel eish. When we know that his matbea is a matbea shel eish, when we're conscious of the Ava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us, so then we're able to generate within ourselves the Ava from us to him, and together Ha'machzis HaShekel and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Machzis HaShekel creates that shekel, and that's how tefillah is Oyer Ponecho Oleinu Odoi Neso V'Shekel Esa B'Vayis Nochin V'Nis.